Test 73, Section 3, Question 26. Here we have, we're looking for an assumption. It says, crops genetically engineered to produce toxins that enable them to resist insect pests do not need to be sprayed with insecticides. So if they're resistant, you don't have to spray insecticides. Since excessive spraying of insecticides has harmed wildlife populations near croplands, okay, so excessive spraying has hurt wildlife, using such genetically engineered crops is more widely is likely to help wildlife populations recover, so it's going to help them recover. So basically it's saying that these sort of especially pest crops don't need to be sprayed. Excessive spraying has hurt wildlife, so using these will help wildlife recover. Well, one of the assumptions is that we can get better just if we stop, not that it's been sort of like the damage is done and there's nothing you can do. So we have to assume what? Use of the crops that have been genetically engineered to resist insect pests instead of crops that have been sprayed will cause less harm to wildlife populations. Well, yeah. I mean, we do have to assume that it's going to be less harm if it's going to help them recover. So I thought A was pretty good. Wildlife populations that have been harmed by the excessive spraying are likely to recover if the amount is reduced even slightly. Well, we don't necessarily know if it's even slightly, because the argument is saying if they're widely, if they're more widely used. So I said maybe, though, because it is the right idea. So let's hold on to A and B for right now. Initial response is they're both good enough. Crops that have been genetically engineered are never sprayed with insecticides. That's a little too strong. We don't have to assume that they're never sprayed. D, use of crops that have been genetically engineered to resist pests is no more costly to farmers. We don't actually care about the cost, just about whether or not it's going to harm wildlife. If wider use of a certain crops that have been genetically engineered is likely to help at least some recover, it's likely to have that effect only because it will prevent excessive. We don't care about that. That's the only reason. And so we have it down to two, A and B. When that happens, we go back to the passage and we reread the information in the passage and then see which one is going to work better. So if we look at this, again, these crops produce toxins that help them resist, and they don't need to be sprayed. Excessive spraying has harmed wildlife. So those are all evidence. And then it says, so using it more widely is likely to help populations recover. So let's look at A again. Or we could go B and A. We'll do it in reverse. Wildlife populations that have been harmed by the excessive spraying on croplands are likely to recover if the amount of insecticide sprayed is reduced even slightly. Well, I don't think we have to assume that they're likely to recover if you reduce it even a little, because this is saying you don't spray it at all. So I don't feel like we have to assume anything about what happens even if you reduce it a little. Whereas A, use of the crops that have been genetically engineered to resist pests in place of crops that have been sprayed with insecticide will cause less harm to the environment. Yeah, we do have to assume that. And it's really if we make A false, if it won't cause less harm, then really it's not going to help it recover because it's going to cause just as much harm. And therefore, A is our correct answer.